President Donald Trump's executive order directs the U.S. Interior and Commerce Secretaries to solicit public and stakeholder comments to determine if 26 national monument designations were made in compliance with the Antiquities Act. The Papahānau Mokuakea Marine National Monument is one of the reserves under review. Hawaiian fisherman William Ayla has been involved in the preservation of the Northwestern Hawaiian Islands Monument since its inception.
I think the impetus for this is purely political. It's obviously an attempt to undo whatever President Obama had done. It is clear that Papahānau Mokuakea met all of the criteria for its original nomination and declaration.
Director and research professor at the Kewalo Marine Laboratory, Bob Richmond, says Western science and Native Hawaiian knowledge are in harmony. He also says President Barack Obama's 2016 executive order expanding Papahānau Mokuakea created the perfect marine protected area.
When you expand the boundary of Papahānau Mokuakea from the initial 50 miles now to the full 200, you not only make a bigger home base for fish to enter, to get bigger, to reproduce more, but you're protecting the corridors of connectivity that allow more fish to be able to gain that protection. And in fisheries, it's all about what we call BFFs, not big best friends forever. It's not the texting version. It's the big fat females. When you double the size of a female fish, you can increase her egg output by 1,000-fold.
Richmond says managing human activities will ensure all fisheries are protected from collapse. Earth Justice Managing Attorney Paul Achitoff says the longline fishing industry, named Westpac, opposed the expansion of the monument based on claims of revenue loss due to the scarcity of big-eye tuna. Achitoff says these claims are false.
Prior to the expansion of the monument, the longliners were getting less than 5% of their big-eye catch within what is now the expanded area of the monument. They have the entire ocean to fish in, and they were succeeding in getting over 95% of their catch outside that area. So the economic impact on the longline fishery is negligible.
Now the Hawaiian fisherman, marine researcher, and the attorney have joined forces to ask for public support for Papahānau Mokuakea.
It's not so much the size, it's also the location, the remoteness, the tremendous numbers of protected species, whales, turtles, seals, plus the traditional and customary practices that are founded in the specialness of this area.
Most of the scientific consensus is we need to set about 30% of our oceans aside in protection as a legacy for the future. And right now we're at less than 3%. By expanding Papahānau Mokuakea, we're heading in the right direction, but we're still well short of our targets.
The real question is whether President Trump can unilaterally undesignate them. No president has ever succeeded in doing that, and I don't believe he would succeed if he tries to do it in this case.
Go to expandpmnm.com for more information. The public comment period ends July 10th. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.